Great stories, epic songs. Podplays.
If you enjoy the new and original music you discover in Podplays, be sure to stream or download these songs anywhere you currently get your music. Simply search the artist name Podplays, and please remember to like, follow, and share with all your friends.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Had me a job in the rat race. Had a haircut and a decent place to rest my head at night when I laid down. But when I laid down, man, I couldn't sleep. Felt like a pressure pushing down on me. So I had to get back up and start moving around. Well, I paced the floor and I walked the streets. The only way that I found peace was putting miles underneath my legs. One time I was walking around after dark, seen this old boy hopping out a boxcar, and it seemed to me he had it made. So I flagged him down, said to buy him a drink, if he'd slow down and talk to me, spill the beans, tell me everything he knew. He just smiled and said, "That's nice, but listen, son, my only advice is settling down or something I don't do. Hidey-ho, hidey-ho. The hobo life's the only way I know. Hidey-ho, hidey-ho. I'm always moving on down the road." Didn't have to think about it, it just clicked. Everything he said made a lot of sense. And suddenly I could see clear as day. I've been going about this life all wrong, just a trudging and a slugging, barely getting on. I finally seen the errors of my ways. Hidey-ho, ooh, hidey-ho. The hobo life's the only way I know. Hidey-ho, ooh, hidey-ho. I'm always moving on down the road.
Well, hello, friend. Let me introduce myself. I'm the hobo. World traveler, searcher, seeker of the truth. I live on the breeze and I go where it's easy, baby. I ride the rails and I sleep out in the open under a blanket of stars. I'm a purchaser of chance, a proponent of luck, seizer of the moment the universe provides, and I accept. At least on a good day. On a bad day, well, that's another story. That's why I stick to the hobo creed. That's right. Hobos have a creed, and we adhere to it strictly. Survival depends on it. When you're a hobo, it's almost like living in the future. You have to think that far in advance. Most people are mired down in their day-to-day tasks, routinely going through chores, jobs, back-breaking labor. Oh, don't get me wrong. We need folks like that.
Somebody's got to get the work done. But not the hobo. I'm a step ahead every step of the way. I got to look out for future me. That's right, hobo future. Now, the first article in the hobo creed is get on late and get off early. They won't see you coming or going if you do that. I ride the rails, see, and you can't sneak on a train when it's in the yard. They have guards, and the guards sometimes have dogs, and I love all of God's creatures except an old guard dog. They're tainted by man, taught to guard something that should be free to all, but I digress. So, I get on late and I get off early. Sometimes that doesn't always happen, though, like this one particular instance. I had hopped on a train and was coasting on my merry way when I noticed that the boxcar I was in was full of boxes, which is not rare because it was a boxcar, but I noticed that the boxes had the word pillows written on it. Well, I said to myself. Now, another rule of the hobo creed is, during your travels, if you come across a box that has the word pillows written on it, you open it right up and you don't even think about it. So, there I was, lounging lavishly in a boxcar full of pillows, sleeping so well I forgot to get off early. Yes, even the hobo slips up from time to time. At this point, the train had already eased into the yard and was parked, and the guard was coming around checking on the cars. Well, thankfully, the universe alerted me of my predicament, and I arose from my blissful slumber in time to hear the guard coming, and immediately, without thought, I followed the next step in the hobo creed. If you get stuck in a train yard, you get up out of that train yard, okay? Unfortunately, this has happened to me on several occasions, so I developed a patented, perfected, tried and true way of getting out of it. And it goes a little like this.
Well, y'all saved me some. I'm on the last leg of this route, and then I'll be back in. What the?
Ah, good evening, sir. I hope you are well.
What are you doing? Who are you?
I'm the train inspector. I'm sure they told you I was coming to inspect the train, and I'm glad you're here at this particular moment because this particular car is in terrible shape.
What?
Termites. Nasty bugs. This car's riddled with them. Now, if you look under here, see? No, you have to get on your hands and knees, yes. Now, crawl up under there. Look down there. Yo, keep going. A little further. Right, now look down there.
I don't see anything. Hello? Mister? Where'd he go?
Consider yourself lucky. You just witnessed the hobo slip. One piece in an arsenal of moves the hobo keeps in his side pocket. Now, you might be thinking, how did that chap believe that the hobo was a train inspector? Well, the answer is easy. The answer is simple. The answer is dull. Ordinary folks, civilians, if you will, tend to shade everything to the dull side. It's the only way they know. The only way they can process things. If I told them I'm the hobo, seeker of truth, world traveler, rider of the breeze, he couldn't comprehend it. He would get flustered and flabbergasted. It would set off alarms in his head. But since I told him I'm the train inspector, he knows what trains are. He knows what inspectors are. No alarms. At least not initially. But by the time they go off, honey, I'm gone. Plus, I cut a rakish figure in fine haberdashery. True, I'm a little disheveled at times, but I still pull it off. You might hear the word hobo and envision a ragged man in shambles with an old coat leaning over a barrel fire. But that's just the seed the hobo planted in the consciousness of the culture. It lets me traipse around totally obscured from the glazed over eye of the human existence. I operate on a higher frequency, man. So, I'm off the train, out of the yard, trekking on, doing my thing. Now, normally I don't use the front door when I enter a town. It's a little too... What's that you say?
A town doesn't have a front door. Ah, they do, a bunch of them. But a town has more back doors. That's how I like to travel. That's where you see the good stuff. The true side of the town, the alleys and the side streets. And a lot of the time, what you find can wind up being beneficial. Take this particular instance. While ambling along in an alley in a particularly dismal town, I ran across a fairly well-to-do and affluent lady. How's that, you say? Why is a fairly well-to-do and affluent lady hanging around in a dark alley? Well, she was being robbed. Now, a spade's a spade. Now, hold on. On the hobo list of vile creatures, muggers and robbers must be at the top. They're brutes, ruffians, savages, and honestly, just plain tacky. Why try to take something by force when if you ask sweetly and in a gentle manner, people will just give it to you?
All right, lady, give me a purse.
Oh, no. Oh, help me. Help.
My dear boy, what are you doing? Ew. You're making this harder than it needs to be.
Hey, get out of here, buddy.
Now. Point the gun somewhere else, Doc Holliday. No one else is armed. Does the gun make you feel like a big boy?
Hey, what?
Oh, that was just a little excerpt from a conversation I was having right around the corner with my friend, the Constable.
The who?
The constable. My friend, the police officer, right around the corner. We were just talking. He was just telling me how much he loathes armed robbery and what he would do around the corner where he is standing, waiting vigilantly to anyone that he caught performing such armed robbery.
Hey now, buddy, you need to get out of here.
My friend, your best interest is at the top of my mind, madame. I hope you don't mind my intrusion. I'm simply looking out for my fellow hobo sapiens.
Help me, please.
My dear, are you blind? Do you not see fate turning her glowing face to your advantage as we speak? Oh, officer!
Hey, cut that out.
Oh, officer! Can we continue our conversation in this dark alley? I think there's something you'd like to see.
I'm out of here, man.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you. That was terrifying.
Ah, my dear, it was nothing. I was just on my way to a friend's house for dinner when I decided to cut through here and take a shortcut, and then I am so glad that I did. Oh, but now it seems that I am late to this dinner party and I can't possibly show up now. Oh, what shall I ever do?
Oh, I can't thank you enough. You're late for dinner? Well, come home with me. I'll cook you a thank you dinner for saving my life.
A thank you dinner? Oh, that does sound delicious. I'm a gentleman. Let me walk you home and ensure your safety, and then, if you feel so inclined, dinner would be much obliged.
Well, all right. I'm Linda. Oh, and you are...
Ah, Caralinda. I'm the hobo. Truth seeker, world traveler, rider of the breeze. Let me spin you a yarn and sing you a song.
Oh, that sounds fancy. I love it. Shall we head to my house?
Lead the way, my dear. I'll keep the ruffians at bay. Yes. Oh, you're lovely.
So, do you have a big house?
Come on, everybody. Gather around. Listen to me. Y'all got a story to tell. I'm the hobo. I live on the breeze. Riding the rails, hobo free. Open up your doors, give me somewhere to sleep. Let me in your kitchen, fix me something to eat. I'm the hobo, I live on the breeze. I go where it's easy, hobo free.
Great stories. Epic songs. Podplays.
If you enjoy the new and original music you discover in Podplays, be sure to stream or download these songs anywhere you currently get your music. Simply search the artist name Podplays, and please remember to like, follow, and share with all your friends.